Hey there, guys. How you doing? This is JP Dunphy, and this is Driving Dads. Thanks for being with us today. This is going to be a really quick little episode I'm going to throw out there, so it's not going to be a deep dive like my recent interview with Franco, but what I do want to kind of put out there is, you know, for those of you who are listening, thanks so much. You know, again, this is kind of starting. I do apologize for not putting out too many episodes recently. I just started working a second job and, you know, really taking on fatherhood and all the good stuff. My wife took a week-long trip out to California, visit my sister-in-law, lots of little fun things like that. So because of that, I've been very occupied over the last month. And, yeah. So, recent exploits. I've kind of been delving a little bit in. I'm working at B&W, as some of you know, as B&W Genius. Recently got approached by Porsche, Lamborghini, as well as Maserati. So I may or may not be going to that. I've had delve into Tesla a little bit recently, and something that's kind of come up in a lot of conversations recently are the pushes towards EVs. And the number one thing that people seem to have and question about is best charging practices. So with that, that's what I'm going to make today's episode about real fast. Just a quick dive into EVs, charging practices, good charging, you know, well, practices. I keep saying it over and over again. Sorry about that. But bottom line, you know, a lot of people today, they look at things, they look at cars, electric cars especially, and they sit there and see, hey, isn't that exactly like the old cars? Original batteries that used to come out, they had something called memory. Literally what it meant was, if you tended to use only 50% of the battery, then charge it, then use 50% and then charge it, the battery would start to think that it only had 50% charge and not even be able to use the last 50%. So obviously that is not the way things work, you know, it's especially not the way newer batteries work. And then there's also the fact that a lot of these EVs come out and you simply, you know, do it. Everyone says, you know, oh, you know, keep it below 80%, keep it between 80 and 20%, or, you know, don't charge it every day, don't do this, don't do that. Well, what I'm going to do right now is break down what you can do, should do, and what to kind of avoid. All right, so best practices, ready, set, here we go. Boom. So in Driving Dads today, we're talking EVs and battery health, life, getting the most out of your battery in your electric car. So today's batteries, so much better than old school batteries. All right, you don't have to worry about memory. If you don't use it, you don't lose it. It's not one of those kind of things with older batteries or older phones, things of that nature. Today's cars are smart. They're basically massive computers running your battery, constantly monitoring it, making sure it's optimized, making sure it's going to last as long as possible. So use that to your advantage. It is made to do that. So the number one thing that basically comes in is a lot of people say, you know, don't charge it beyond 80%. A lot of people use the fact that fast chargers basically charge from 0 or 20, 10%, whatever it might be, to 80%, and they do that in about anywhere between 30 and 45 minutes, depending on your model. So because of that, a lot of people sit there and say, oh, well, that means you should only use up to 80%. Well, first and foremost, no, that's not how it works. What happens is your battery, when it charges, it basically goes up to that 80% full before it then trails off and basically lowers the amount of wattage it takes in. So therefore, make the battery last longer. If you took it from 0 to 100 as fast as humanly possible, the number one thing that people tend to use is the water as an analogy. If you took a glass of water and you wanted to fill it to the very top, you don't just sit there and pour the water in full blast all the way, 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 go, straight to the top and then shut it off instantly, right? No, you do it most of the way up and then you kind of get to the last little bit and you kind of inch it up until you get to the very top. So what that does, that prolongs the life of the battery. A lot of cars do that on their own. So for instance, I currently drive a Mini Cooper SE. That thing, if I use a level 3 charger or DC fast charger, it goes at 50 kilowatts and it will charge to 80%. Basically, if I'm at zero, it'll go up to 80% in about 35 minutes. which really isn't bad. After that, it trails off and basically goes from 50 kilowatts down to about 7.7. That's the equivalent of a level 2 charger. So a 240 volts at about 40 amps, give or take. Depends on what you're running. Anyway, bottom line of that, it does that on its own because that's how it prolongs battery life. You're not going to, like some of what I just said, the water, you're not going to fill a jug full blast all the way to the top. You're going to start losing stuff out the top, and it's not going to fill all the way anyway. So what you do is you trail it off and you take it a little bit slower as you go up. Now, based on that, a lot of people use that to say, do not charge your battery all the way. That's not right. Batteries are meant to be charged all the way. Why? Because they are monitored by a computer, all right? It's supposed to be there. They literally give you that. And I've had a couple of people come in and literally ask, how do I make my battery last forever? I said, okay, honestly, trickle charge it. Use your level one charger as often as humanly possible. Why? It's the gentlest way to charge it, and it makes sure that electrons move back and forth between anode and cathode in the most gentle way possible, making sure that there's no plating, which is something that's known to happen. It's basically the equivalent of... think of it as you're trying to throw a bunch of water through a coffee filter and you have little tiny bits of coffee, which happen to be, you know, chunks. And what it can do is it can basically clog up the filter. Or in other words, make so that you can't move as many electrons, either charging back and forth, full charge capacity, or even battery discharge. So what that can do over time is if you do have that, you do nothing but DC fast charging 24/7 all the time, that can... if you don't have any regulation, cause that to happen. Again, that does not happen. These cars have built-in regulators to make sure that doesn't happen. Even a Tesla right now, if you go into that, you actually, if you ever see your little battery thing in a Tesla, it literally says, you know, hey, they suggest charging to about 80%. Don't take it to 100% unless you're going to do a trip. Why? Because BMWs, for instance, and a lot of other EVs that are built today, have a built-in buffer. So for instance, the Mini has a little over 32 kilowatt hours of battery usage. They only give you about 28 and change. Why? Because there's a built-in buffer to protect from overcharging, protect from overuse, protect from basically everything that can potentially go wrong with the battery. That's what that buffer is built in there for. So you can run that thing for years and years and years and years and years and still be okay. That's why they come with such long warranties. The average battery warranty is about 8 years and anywhere between 80,000 and 120,000 miles. Why? Because they're built to last, all right? Batteries have come a long way. It doesn't matter if you're in a Toyota, Volkswagen, Tesla, they're all there specifically to help do this. It's like they're there to help you. And if they're not meant to be charged the full way, like for instance, Tesla, like I just said, does not have that buffer built in. So they literally tell you when you charge it, here's the range for your daily charge. And I think if I remember right, I didn't actually check this before doing this recording, but it's anywhere between 70 and 90%, I believe is what it is. And it's us the fans, if you want, you know, send my way exactly what it is. Cause again, I'm kind of guessing this off the top because I just know that they don't allow you to do 100%, or they suggest you don't do 100% unless you're planning all a long trip, in which case you literally put it to the trip setting, which fills it to 100%, and then you have the longest possible range to go. Now, another thing that they do say is if you can, try not to drop it below 20% of usage. Again, this just helps keep the battery fresh longer, better. This isn't like a deep cycle battery that's made to be completely drained down and then refilled, drained down, refilled. That's not what this is made for, right? They're made for consistency. They're made for, driving a vehicle. It's not just a temporary start thing that you do every now and then in the cold, you know? So that's the bottom line of that. All right, so again, this is a pretty long explanation for the very simple thing. If your electric car does not give you the option to charge to a lower percentage, that means that the manufacturer of your car has a built-in buffer specifically for daily driving. All right, so take advantage of that. Charge your battery as much as possible. Keep it charged in whenever you can. Again, your cars will not take in more battery than they have, more charge than they have room for. They cut off. If you have something like a level 2 charger, like I have at my house, you can literally see the amount of energy going into the car, and you'll see once it's fully charged, it drops off. It goes to nothing. It says there's no more charge going in because the car doesn't continually take charge, just like your phone doesn't continually take charge. So, bottom line, plug in your car as often as possible. Keep your batteries full. You get the most out of it. If you don't plan to, and again, if you have a Tesla, and literally look at how much you use the car. There's no reason in a Tesla, which doesn't have the buffer, to charge to 100% if you're not going to be doing a road trip on a daily basis. So most cars have built-in buffers. Teslas do not right now, but they do tell you specifically, here's your daily charge levels versus your trip level. So pay attention to that. All that factors in. All right, let's get a quick word from our sponsor and I'll be right back.